From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Florida voters get their moment in the national spotlight today, at least on the Republican side of the presidential contest. Democrats are voting too, but there's some dispute over how much attention should be paid there. The voters themselves have certainly been paying attention to the presidential race, and turnout is expected to be high. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from St. Petersburg. And Scott, what are you seeing at the polls?
Well, we're seeing steady traffic at the polls, Robert. In fact, one poll worker here in St. Petersburg described the action there as constant to swamped. Florida's Secretary of State has projected a bigger turnout than was seen here 4 years ago, although, of course, you have to remember there was no contest that year on the Republican side. More than a million Floridians cast ballots even before this primary day through earlier absentee voters. And what's interesting among those early votes is there were more Republican votes cast than Democrats, which is in contrast to what we've seen in some of the early primary states elsewhere.
Now, the Democratic presidential candidates have not actively been campaigning in Florida. No, you have to explain why.
Well, because Florida moved its primary up into January, which was too soon for the taste of the National Party, it was stripped of its delegates to the National Nominating Convention, as was Michigan. So Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and John Edwards all pledged not to campaign here. With no delegates at stake, the Democratic contest has been dismissed by some as just a beauty contest. Nevertheless, the person who's widely expected to win that beauty contest, Hillary Clinton, is now arguing that Florida does matter.
Well, there's no ambiguity at all on the Republican side. This has been an all-out campaign. It's been contested very hard.
Absolutely. This is the first state where you've really had all the Republican candidates playing at full speed. You could say there was a full contest in Michigan, but of course Mitt Romney had something of an advantage because he'd grown up there. Florida is neutral territory. No one has an obvious home field advantage. In addition, there are in Florida Republicans of every stripe. There are social conservatives in the Northern Panhandle. There are economic conservatives in South Florida. There's a little bit of everything in the populous I-4 corridor through the central part of the peninsula. So whoever wins here can legitimately argue that he's got widespread appeal going into next week's coast-to-coast battle.
And beyond bragging rights, there are also 57 delegates to the Republican convention at stake, no?
That's right. The GOP did punish Florida somewhat, but only half as much as the Democrats. So they cut the delegates' nominating count in half. Even so, Florida will have more delegates than any other contest so far, more than Iowa and New Hampshire combined. And it's a winner-take-all contest, so that could be important if the race really does come down to a drawn-out battle for every delegate. By the way, I should say, Robert, everyone understands the party's reluctance to see Florida have such an early primary, but those of us who started this month in chilly Iowa and frigid New Hampshire, both the journalists and a lot of the campaign staffs, too, are really enjoying the week in the sunshine. And here in St. Pete today, it was up around 70 degrees, and that's helping to boost turnout as well.
I know. It's a rough assignment. Last week, I had to traipse through Palm Beach for 3 days. So I'm suffering with you, Scott.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley in St. Petersburg. And you can hear live coverage of today's Florida's primary results starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on many NPR stations and also at npr.org.